Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Big Facts No Cap, the only podcast that's number one with the Star Spangled Banner and fans of Dan Danner. I'm Adrian, as always, here with Paul. Let's get big factin'. Let's get no cappin'.
Big facts.
No.
Cap.
Big facts.
No.
Cap.
No cap.
Big facts.
No.
Cap.
Big facts.
No.
Cap.
No cap.
Big facts.
No.
Cap. Cap.
No cap.
Big facts.
No.
Cap.
No cap.
Cool. Anything else going on?
No, nothing that interesting. I did go see some movies. I went to go watch Obsession, which was really good. So the whole thing about May is that all four major studios are putting out horror movies each a week apart from each other. So Hokum was good, Obsession was probably better, but they're both like an 8 out of 10 or higher probably. And then I went to watch, on Friday, I went to go watch Decorado, which is a Spanish animated movie. It was a weird movie. It's been pitched as if The Truman Show was animated, which only really explains like kind of the beginning and end, but it is a bit of a roller coaster all the way through. It's pretty fun.
Cool.
And it's based on a short film that you can find on YouTube. So if you want to watch like a 12-minute proof of concept of it, you can watch that first.
All right. I didn't have a media roundup, but I did take some notes this week of ideas to share with you.
Oh, about gender ideology?
Oh, yeah. Have you seen the latest Spotify, where they're AI generating playlists for you now?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the thing that they released this week that was like your all-time favorite song or number. Instead of doing a rap, they did your like all-time Spotify rapped.
I clicked some of those like generate this playlist based on my listening habits, and it generates them and then it writes a little description of the songs. Clearly, it was trained on how Spotify writes about songs. I don't know. Like, you know those shirts that are messy bun, vanilla iced latte, and gangster rap? That's like the energy of all Spotify copy. Rap that'll really get you moving. The energy of a Spotify description is just like, it makes me hate music. Emo for those days when you just can't be bothered. It's getting pretty specific. Now it's like Latin music for when you're a little bit fool.
Oh, okay.
Alt country for when you're looking for your keys. Cool. Do you want to get into the theme?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
We're already talking about music, so we can pivot into national anthems.
National anthems. Paul, break it down for us. Favorite national anthem?
The only one I know is Star Spangled Banner.
You don't know O Canada?
I know the opening. I guess I could probably recognize it from the tune.
Yeah, you wouldn't need to Shazam that if you heard it, right? there was a while where I wanted to learn the Italian national anthem so I could sing it at the beginning of soccer games. But then they didn't make it to the World Cup, so it no longer seemed like a pressing issue.
How did you feel about Trump trying to get the Italian team to take Iran's place and then them rejecting that offer? Because they were like, it would have been a scandal in Italy because the population was so embarrassed and upset about them not making it that it would have been too embarrassing for them to take Iran's spot. Like, it would have been considered like a humiliation.
Yeah, no, that would have been some real sucker shit. I'll tell you that. Much, Paul. I'm glad they didn't do that, and now I don't have to learn that national anthem. But shout out to my counter-revolutionary friend Fabrizio, who we were watching a lot of the Italian games together when they won the Euros that one summer, and he just, because he's Italian, he knows the anthem and he would sing it, and I was like, that's cool, I want to be able to do that.
Did you like the sound of it?
You know, there's a certain sound that national anthems have, and I think it fits into that. It's very much like you hear it and you're like, oh yeah, that's a national anthem. And you're like, so it's not like it's great, but it's not like a song I would listen to in my regular day to day. And so, I don't know if the lyrics are based or not. I don't know what they're actually saying.
And Mussolini.
No.
Mi amor.
Oi, Mussolini, it's your eye like a big pizza pie. That's amore. I found out today when I was taking a quiz that I thought of proposing for our third segment, that the Star Spangled Banner's melody is based on an old drinking song.
That's interesting because I really like the lyrics, but the best I could describe the music, I'm not an Anthony Fantano, but the best way I could describe it
how is it sonically?
Like little marching boy music. Like, you know what I mean? Little Ooh. Drummer boy. Like, there's something about it that's like a little military, but a little bit like. But you know what I mean? It's like a little military, but like a little jaunty or something. I don't know. I don't really like the actual musicality of it.
I'm not really sure what the drinking song was like then, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it does have that kind of military feel. Do you not know Lebanon's national anthem?
Oh, no.
I don't know Guatemala's either, so damn.
Should be a Fayrouz song. It was written in 1925. Let me listen to it a little bit. Oh, man, this sounds like a Western national song. This seems like they definitely felt...
They wanted to fit in with the cool kids?
Yeah, yeah, like they wanted it to fit in with the European national songs. But it's definitely fitting into that vibe of what you said. Like, it's a national anthem type sound.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you talking about our anthems, little drummer boy. Come on.
I know, this is so straight.
That's ass, bro. That's booty cheeks. Your national team has to look so proud while they sing this at the stands. Are you translating? How are the lyrics?
I couldn't understand them.
Okay, do you want to hear the Guatemalan one?
Yeah, let's do it. Brother.
No, that was another thing that I've learned when I was doing that quiz, is that Morocco and Egypt have the same melody, not the exact same song, but because some of them are based on like common melodies, there are national anthems that do ostensibly just sound exactly the same, but have like slight wording changes, I guess, based on the country.
The other thing about ours is that I think I was in adulthood when I learned that Donzerli isn't just a word that I didn't know, but three separate words.
Did you think it
was
one word, Donzerli?
Okay. Yeah. I was like, by the Donzerli light. I was like, I'm in. I wonder what a Donzerli light is.
Okay, yeah. Like, you know, that could happen to the best of us.
Well, I mean, I also don't know what a spangled thing is, but that turned out to be a real word, so.
Hey, they're all made up, famously. Mind blown. One of the fun facts that I saw that is something that I do remember learning as a kid is that the Greek national anthem is the longest national anthem with 158 verses.
They wanted to get that Guinness recognition?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. I imagine they probably have an old one. I think they just didn't have a, you know, there was not a lot to do in Greece.
I do like the lyric stars. I do think, like, it's kind of evocative imagery. And you can feel the emotions of like, oh, if I was in that battle, that would feel like a prideful moment.
Mm. And so that's like your favorite part of a baseball game is getting to sing that with your countrymen.
You know, I'm always shocked by that because the first time I went to an NFL game and everybody stood up and took off their hats, I was like, oh, I thought like our national constitution, like as a people, as Americans, were that we were like all too lazy. And I just didn't expect it to be 100% of people. Like it was to the point where I was like, well, I'm going to stand. I don't want to look like an edgy asshole. And I was just shocked. I really thought that the like prevailing energy would be only the like weirdos would stand.
There weren't like, oh, I guess this was this pre-Trump or were the was it not even the libs who were like, I can't do this in this.
No, this would have been post-Trump. The first time I went to an NFL game was like 2019.
Damn. Wait, what NFL game did you go see?
The Panthers.
Hey, oh, that makes sense. Our boys in blue. You always say back the boys in blue. Yeah, I think that's a common discourse where like in soccer, everyone's like, yeah, it makes sense in international matches. Why does every American sporting event, you guys are all from the same country. Why both of the teams are from the same country. Why are you guys playing a national anthem to start it off?
And why is everybody taking it like a solemn moment? And then why do we get angry at people who screw up the lyrics so much? Why does that become a national scandal every time? Maybe not anymore, but remember when we were growing up and that would get on the news and it's like, who cares?
Do you mean like when there's a celebrity singing it or what do you mean?
Yeah.
Do you have any ones that you remember? Was it Christina Aguilera or someone?
15 times while we were growing. What I remember about it is that it happened so often. I was like, why do we continue to make this a thing?
Yeah, I don't know. For me, it's the it's a song that is not too hard to sing where you can really show off. So I think singers do like doing it. I don't know if it's really like... maybe if you really like the team or maybe if it's a big game, it's considered an honor to do it. But a lot of times it's just like they get somebody. I think at the local Sac Republic games, I think they just get random people to do it who have pretty good singing voices. And man, it's a good song if you want to show off the fact that you can go la la la.
But then people get angry about that because they're like, you should sing it more normally or like you're being too much of a show off. Yeah.
I think, or if you do like a really weird rendition of it, which I think I feel like in my head, there's like a Christina Aguilera or somebody who like did that during a game and it was a scandal.
The other thing I saw while looking stuff up about this was an Eli Lake article, which, are you familiar with him?
No.
He's a very
I do like a person who has this a name that could be a company.
He's a very pro-Israel, like, conservative columnist who I think is close friends with Michael Rapaport for some reason. But he had an article in the Free Press, America deserves a star-spangled banger. Our country is amazing. Our founding charter is an inspiration for everyone who yearns to live in freedom. We invented modern cinema, not to mention hip-hop and the internet economy. We rid the world of both Nazis and the Soviets using our military and economic might. But the fact that he mentions hip-hop in there, I do like the idea of having a Katy Perry song with like a Juicy J verse in the middle of our anthem. Is that what he's implying? Is that what we need?
You mean Dark Horse? Because yeah, that's a banger. That is a star-spangled banger. I don't know. I mean, it'd be cool if the UK's is God Save the Queen, obviously. Mm-hmm. They could do a little grime remix of that. That could be pretty cool.
One of the songs he suggests, because he does suggest songs, is The Best by Tina Turner, which I thought was a horrible suggestion, because isn't that like clearly a love song? I mean, he picked it because it has the lyrics, "You're simply the best, better than all the rest." But she's talking about a man.
Yeah, you're doing the Cartman where you change all of the love song lyrics to Jesus to be a Christian band.
If he got to rewrite it, he would slip in "Israel's the best, better than all the rest." That'd be in the American national anthem.
I was gonna say that's my worry about making a new American national anthem, is that it becomes a dual national anthem.
Shout out to Eli Lake. Come do the Five Fingers of Death on Big Facts No Cap.
Oh, yeah. Well, welcome to the hyena's den.
Wake your punk ass up.
I don't know. Anything else about the national anthem or national anthems? I think Spain, when I was taking the quiz earlier, I got this from watching soccer games again, but I know that theirs doesn't have lyrics in it, famously. It's just a tune, which is kind of nice. Yeah, it's not bad.
I do imagine that if you're on the podium at the Olympics next to a Spanish person, you keep waiting for the lyrics to start. Yeah, that gets confusing.
Do they do the national anthems during the... I've never watched a medal ceremony for the Olympics.
Oh, I might just be assuming.
That seems appropriate. For some reason in America, sports games, Olympics seems appropriate. Otherwise, we also... When else do we sing the national anthem? And as Phil said on the phone earlier today, it is a shame that our national anthem isn't "And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free." Because then the answer is I sing that every now and then when it pops into my head.
I also sing that to myself sometimes.
Yeah, like anytime it's appropriate. Like when you see a guy eating a big burger. Where at least I know I'm free.
For some reason, when you see a particularly gnarly car crash.
Yeah. That's freedom right there. When you see a guy who has that setup where he has a rope tied to his fridge door so his dog can fetch him a beer.
It's a lot of beer and burger based things. When you see that guy with the hat with the two beers on it.
Yeah, usually pops in then.
Those really went out of style, and I think we need to bring them back in.
Since I was in chorus, I did have to sing the national anthem at a few school things. Nothing too exciting there. I don't know. I guess because of that, I have all the lyrics memorized.
Oh yeah, I think I only know the first stanza.
Oh man, you know what? That's actually right. I think Phil was telling me that on the phone, is that there's more verses than we normally do. So yeah, I definitely don't know the hidden verses. The sacred scripts. Is that an idea for a sketch? Someone reads the rest of it and it just gets really weird later on? I mean, really, the real national anthem is everyone's Eurovision submission every year.
Oh. Yeah, that is Bulgaria just won, right?
Oh, did they? I don't know. I didn't realize Eurovision was happening right now. Damn, okay.
I think they just took home the top prize.
Interesting. Okay.
For that year, your country cannot get invaded. Everybody agrees.
Oh, yeah? That's what you get? Shout out to SNL UK. They had like, maybe that's why they had a little Eurovision thing for their weekend update. But the guy was like, "And if your country commits genocide, that's minus 2 points." Little slap on the wrist.
It is funny that, or not funny, I guess, but it is crazy that like now what, like four major European countries are no longer doing Eurovision.
Yeah. And then, but like Australia is too, but they really widened the net of who's able to participate.
Yeah, I like that it's just white country vision.
Yeah, basically. Hashtag Eurovision so white.
I'm surprised, because you said your parents liked it. I'm surprised South America, they must have their own, but it doesn't feel like it has as much of a cultural grasp.
You know, I've watched a lot of Guatemalan television with my parents in the room, and a lot of it is just having people sing for long stretches of time, so I don't know. They really like that, so I don't know if they need their own competition. That's just as most of television programming in Guatemala.
I don't know why that's so funny, but it is.
It's so true, though. I don't know why.
It is cool that it's a country where if you're a good singer, you get to be on national TV.
Yeah, you get to just, like, there will be people, like, at a desk if it's, like, a correspondence thing, but then they'll just be like, all right, we're going to cut to this choreographed song. Do you want to get into an article? I don't got much else to say.
Yeah, let's do it.
So, for my column, I brought in not one about our national anthem, but really about what should be our national anthem. This is from Slate, Karen Feeding. My son's teacher caps his renditions of Old Town Road to 3 per day. She's suppressing his musical spirit. From Matthew Dix, Katie Holbrook, and Cassie Sarnell. From 2019. Oh, wait. Okay, so this is their Ask a Teacher column. And the reason that they have three authors is because it's a panel. Matthew Dix is a fifth grader from Connecticut. Katie Holbrook is a high school student from Texas. And Cassie Sarnell is a preschool and special education teacher from New York. So here we go. All right. My five-year-old son is in kindergarten, and things are going very well overall. We like the teacher a lot, but I have a problem with one of her classroom policies, and I'm not sure how to best address it with her. My son enjoys singing and humming. He almost always sings or hums as he goes throughout his day. The rule in the classroom is that singing and humming are not allowed during instructional or work times, but they are allowed during both indoor and outdoor free play. This is all very reasonable, and my son is adjusting well to this rule. The problem is that my son and several of his classmates love the song Old Town Road. At home, he sings it all day long. At school, the teacher prohibits the number of times they can sing this particular song. They are only allowed to sing it 3 times per play period, and the only reason she prohibits them from singing it more is that she hates the song. To me, that seems irrelevant. This is the song that brings the kids joy. The song does not violate any other rules, language, etc., and he is only singing it during the times when singing is allowed. I don't see why his singing should be curtailed by her musical taste. I absolutely understand that a kid singing a song you hate 100 times in a row is annoying. I don't like the song either. But that is the nature of kids. Our job as parents and teachers is to put our personal feelings aside and do what is best for the child. How should I approach her about this? From Little Singer's Mom.
I'ma take my gun to that old school road. I'ma shoot till she changes that rule.
Now, this is something I've never understood, because I feel like I remember seeing videos when he first came out with that song of him doing it for, like, school children because they loved it so much. Are there not cuss words in that song? Is it actually a clean song? There's certainly, like, kind of...
There must have been a clean version. It got too much, like, radio play not to have...
Yeah, sure, I guess. Okay. I guess he talks about infidelity, but I don't think that's a language issue.
He says, cheated on my baby, you can go and ask her. Now that's inappropriate.
That's what I'm saying. Infidelitous.
Oh, lean in my bladder.
Lean on in my bladder. Yeah. There was another
country. But riding in boobies. Life is a movie, bull riding in boobies.
Oh, I don't think you can sing that at school.
Yeah, those are the only inappropriate lyrics.
Well, yeah. I can see why he gets away with it. Now, here's my thing. It's hard for me to relate to this teacher because Old Town Road's a banger, and it was
a great song. It's fun to sing a song where everybody can do the voice, but it does take doing a voice, you know? It's like impressions. Like, it's just fun.
Yeah. And I think people have pointed out that Old Town Road came out before Lil Nas X came out, and so it was a fun, sneaky way to get a bunch of people to sing, I'm gonna ride, to make a bunch of boys sing about how they're gonna ride all night long.
Oh, was it a sex euphemism? Is that what you're saying? I never got that.
I don't know, but I think it is something he did. That is something he made a bunch of dudes do. Talk about riding.
So you're saying Billy Ray Cyrus got. He's out there singing about riding a man. This is such a weird thing. Like, I don't know. Teachers have a hard enough job. You're right that she's not technically officially following the rules as set out by herself, but
yeah,
come on, if she's particularly annoyed by this song, give her a break. She's taking care of your child all day. Like, it's not like she's saying you can't ever sing it. She's giving him...
reasonable.
Yeah. It's like, okay, what are you gonna do? Annoy this teacher? To what end?
I think if you asked any of the other parents, they would be like, yeah, I'm okay with you having this limit on this song. I don't know. It's something that you, like, I don't know. There's kind of that, like, if I have to be unhappy, you have to be unhappy, because she's like, I don't like the song either, but I let him sing it as much as he wants, because that's the right thing to do. And it's like, yeah, it's your kid.
I mean, kids do annoying things 24/7. It is funny to me that as a teacher, she's okay with most of what they do, but the song particularly annoys her too much.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I remember, I don't feel like I don't see as much content from teachers anymore. Maybe it was more like a right after the pandemic type thing, but like, the teachers who have on the board all the words that the kids aren't allowed to say, and it's all like slang terms or whatever.
The teacher who's like,
there's a lot of this kind of stuff.
You're only allowed to say 6-7, and I know this might be confusing for you guys, but you're only allowed to say it 6 or 7 times a day.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's a good rule.
That's exactly how many times I can handle it. It feels like I'm encouraging you to say it or making a joke. I'm not. That's mm-hmm, my limit.
Mm-hmm. That is district policy. which is, yeah, I don't know. It's always funny to me. Did you ever have a teacher limit anything that people were doing? I feel like we definitely didn't get, like, aside from words that were obviously, like, vulgar or whatever, like, there was never, like, a slang term that our teacher had to, like, cut out or anything like that. I don't know.
I never remember singing being such a big part of my free time in elementary school.
Yeah.
Maybe once we got to middle school, there was Cranked At by Soulja Boy. But I guess that was more kids doing the dance. Was there anything that you remember kids, like, belting out during recess?
No, not really. We didn't have a lot of singers. Yeah, I don't know. I think three songs, three times. It's like a 2-minute song. That's like 6 minutes.
Yeah, but I don't think they're singing, I don't think he's singing it front to back. So it's really like 10 seconds to do the hook.
How do you count it?
Yeah. Well, this is where you get into the bureaucracy of it all.
He has some classmates that love it too, so it seems like it's kind of fun for everybody. I don't know. You need that teacher around and not having her head blown off from hearing your kid sing way too much in order for your life to function as normal. I think you should let them make some rules around this.
I really can't get in this parent's head. If I heard a teacher had that rule, I'd be like, well, they're not banning him from singing it all the time, and it annoys them. Like, why? Yeah. It's another adult. Why would you not be like, yeah, let's let her keep her sanity? That's better for my kid than her being pissed off constantly.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying, yeah.
But you're right. What an unenforceable thing. Is she always in earshot?
Well, if she doesn't hear it, then who matters? Like, you know, why does it matter?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think she cares about that. It's really the spirit of the law, not the letter of the law. But, I mean, there's always... You could, as the teacher, just introduce them to a song you like.
Mm.
Teach them, Pussy Boy, I Leave You Dead and Call It Dedication.
Switch up the lyrics yourself and give him that spoof so he can sing that, so he'll have 3 more goes.
Wait, because he's doing a Weird Al parody version, which is a different
one. Yeah.
Oh, wait, also, the answer to this is really simple. Old Town Road had, like, 7 remixes, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, there you go.
There was, like, the BTS remix, there was the Billy Ray Cyrus remix. Also, was that, like... an interesting point of conversation for you when that song first came out and they refused to put it on, like, the country music charts or whatever, and, like, Billy Ray Cyrus had to come co-sign it? Was that a big, like, man, racist America, am I right?
I mean, not for me, but I guess that is true. I mean, you know, usually my politics don't center around what can and can't get on top 40 radio, but it's not the people who did care didn't charts. Have a point.
Yeah. I think the same thing happened around with Beyonce later on, yeah. It is crazy.
I do think it's cool because a lot of people do the opposite of that, which is the Post Malone of get big on the hip hop charts and then be like, but the music I really wanted to make was country pop. I like that he did the opposite, get big with a country hit and then never make country again.
Yeah. Do you remember there was one other country song that came out country rap song that came out like right before Old Town Road? I want to say it was Lil Yachty. I can't remember who else or who it was with him. But it was another thing where they talked. I think instead of lean all in my bladder, it was I'm sipping lean like it's Coors Light was one of the lines. So like no matter what, when you made a rap country song, you did have to say, obviously I'm drinking beer, but I prefer lean. So really, I'm drinking lean.
And Shaboozy doesn't make hip hop at all, right? He's just a country artist.
He's just a country artist, just country through.
Yeah. I think we figured it out if you want to read the answers.
All right. Little Singer's mom. Here we go. Your son's teacher is under no obligation to put her personal feelings aside at all times. She has a right to a workplace that is pleasant and tolerable. Frankly, I think she's being generous. Listening to a song that you despise once is bad enough. Three is a gift. If my own child asked me to play a song that I despise while we were driving in the car, I might agree to play the damn thing, but three times? No. It's not a teacher's job to put aside our personal feelings so that children can live their preferred existence. It's our job to set limits for children and let them know when their behavior is annoying. That's their job? Honestly, I think that this teacher is helping your son in the long run. She's requiring him to expand his musical palate while making him understand that the world will not bend to his cultural preferences. He doesn't get a final say on his environment. Your son will have to contend with authority figures, popular opinion, and societal norms throughout his entire life. Consider this moment a good start. Okay, so apparently there's only one answer, even though it had the three at the beginning.
I mean, maybe they work together. They're answering different questions. Yeah.
So Matthew Dix is a fifth grade teacher from Connecticut. So they weren't going to have a fifth grader answer this question. Okay. Some weird wording in that one for sure.
I just, you know, maybe this is like a Montessori school or something. Seems like a weird assumption to me that it's a teacher's job to widen a fifth grader's musical palette. You know what I mean? Like, or a kindergartner's musical palette.
Yeah.
Unless they're a music teacher, I think they just find it annoying. It's so funny that they're like, actually, it's for the greater good.
That's kind of what they're saying, and I don't believe that at all. But if that's what you need to say to get your way, I allow it.
Cool. Do you want to get into my column?
Yeah, I'm going to refill my tea real quick, but then I'll be back up. All right, Paul, what you got for us?
I have a Miss Manners. And let's see, this is the Triple Martin Miss Manners from 2015. Dear Miss Manners, I was taught in grade school by my music teacher that it is disrespectful to clap after the singing of the Star Spangled Banner. I have not clapped after the national anthem in more than 30 years. Is that wrong?
Is this a sporting events thing that people clap after doing the national anthem?
I think so. I can't really remember personally, yeah, right? But it feels right. It feels like people do.
I don't know why it would be considered bad manners.
Well, this is kind of what I was saying about how I was surprised based on our, like, the constitution of Americans that, like, I don't know, we just seem too lazy to stand. Like, we seem like a type of people who would be like, I'm gonna get my hot dog when I have a chance, not like the type of people who would be solemnly standing for a national anthem. The fact that we get it wrong and start clapping, even though that's considered disrespectful, that feels more like the people we are as a nation.
Okay, yeah, interesting. I don't see why it's disrespectful. That sounds old school.
When was the last time, like, when you're at a local soccer game, what do you do during the national anthem?
I sit. Look at my phone.
Don't you feel like a little bit out of place, though?
No, not really.
Do most people stand?
Oh, yeah. Most people stand. I think when I went with Panak, he sat with me, but...
Me and you have different dispositions. I just feel too awkward to keep sitting. It makes me feel like I'm trying to make a point. I'm okay with if I am trying to make a point. Like, if I was a player who is kneeling to make a political point, that's one thing. But, like...
And really, the only reason that's stopping you is your bad knee. Otherwise, you'd be on that field.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But the only reason I'm sitting is because I'm too lazy. And I'm like, well, I don't want to look like I'm making a point because I feel lazy today.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the thing. I don't really care if it looks like I'm making a point. I don't really feel like standing for the national anthem.
We all wish we could be like you, just not care what people thought. That's the thing about you. You'll just throw on anything.
Yeah. I do have a shirt with multiple stains on it right now. That was during, I think it was Doralee's sub, or maybe it was her actual teacher, where Doralee didn't stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, so her teacher accused her of being on drugs and started looking through her bag. It was like in middle school.
Whoa, that is craziness.
Yeah. If my parents were more litigious, I feel like we could have sued over that.
You see, I didn't stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, but that was because most people didn't stand, so it felt like a very natural...
Really? I think most people in my classes did.
Maybe I'm thinking of high school, but there was definitely a point where it didn't feel awkward.
Yeah, I was about to say, did we do that all the way through high school?
Yeah, my memory was that we did.
That's crazy. Yeah, I don't know. I just kind of blocked it out from my head.
But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe we just did it on homeroom days or something.
Okay, so clapping after the national anthem.
Maybe they're clapping because it's finished. They're happy it's gone. It's done.
Finally, yeah.
They're clapping for getting to sit, not for the national anthem.
Yeah, that's true. That's the disposition of America. Yeah, I get to sit. do you think that they're worried that clapping is considered polite and he's not doing it? Or do you think he's like, I'm missing out? I could have been clapping this whole time, that 30 years. Like, what is their worry? I don't really understand.
They want to do the right thing, Adrian. They want to participate correctly.
Right, don't we all?
No, apparently you don't. You don't care at all.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, you're putting your elbows on the table during the national anthem.
Sometimes.
You're kicking your feet up on the chair in front of you.
You're
flipping off the flag during the national anthem. Like, that's what I feel about your colonial imperial state.
I mean, I wouldn't be wrong if I did. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, it's up there with the, like, why was it a controversy when people messed it up while singing? It is wild how much, as a culture, we had to talk about kneeling. And it's like, clearly Kaepernick was
Colin
right.
Kaepernick?
Clearly, he got rat screwed by a corrupt system. And, I mean, to this day, like, centrist libs are like, well, you just don't disrespect the flag. And it's like, shut the fuck up. This man was the most you can be while trying to make a political point. He, like, asked his, like, army buddy about what is and isn't disrespectful. Like, you know, he, like, went about it in this very, like, almost, like, empathetic way of being, like, he dotted his I's and crossed his T's. He wasn't, like, just being an obnoxious asshole. He was, like, very much trying to respect it in his own way while making a point. And they still came at him like he was this, like, I don't know, commie devil who hated the nation. And it's like, no, that's us, not him.
Yeah. your issue is that you're saying that Colin Kaepernick was a lib. Ruined his career. Yeah. I wonder what he's doing now.
But it was awesome how much we all had to think about that. I really resent our country sometimes. We had to treat it like it was a really important topic.
Yeah. It is insane. Was that Mike Pence who, like, went to a game for the sole purpose of seeing someone kneel so he could leave in a huff?
Yeah.
That was
I cool. like that Mike Pence did that a couple times. He also went to a Hamilton show so he could leave in a huff. Or maybe he didn't leave in a huff after they told him he was a jackass.
Hamilton's the one where they, like, addressed him, right?
Yeah.
They, like, did a little thing at the end where they were like, please treat everyone fairly.
They did a little twirl. They were like, a hip to the hop to the Mike Pence, I wish you would drop.
Yeah.
So should you clap or not clap? I think you should hedge your bets and snap.
One hand clap. Ooh, like it's a poetry reading.
Yeah.
Honestly, the thing you were saying before kind of resonates. When people clap at a baseball game after the national anthem, it does feel like they're like, yay, let's start the game now. It kind of feels like they're like, yay, we can do the rest of the thing. We can do the thing we came here to do now.
Clapping at inappropriate times is funny. Have you ever been to a movie where people clapped? I haven't, but it is something people say happens. Oh,
yeah. When I went to go watch, I don't know why this is the most one that I remember, because I feel like it's happened more recently. But when I went to go watch the remake of The Karate Kid with Jackie Chan and Jaden Smith, when he does the little backflip kick to win the fight in the end, people like stood up and cheered in my theater. Yeah.
Clapping almost feels condescending in a way for certain things. Like, really, you clap at the end of a show or, like, when people are taking a bow. But, like, I could just imagine, like, a fireworks show. People clap it at the end and it'd be like, is this the right place? Are you supposed to clap? The fireworks show was really the big finale. I don't know if you need to clap now.
Yeah, I don't know. It's one of those things where when you really start to identify it, it does feel silly. Like, it's one of those things where you can make anything sound ridiculous. You're like, what, you're just going to smack your hands together because you're happy about something? What are you, a fucking idiot? But I forgot to say the thing that you reminded me of when you were saying that my willingness to go against the grain. I know you're not on Instagram, but this is a very common meme format that I really enjoy that I've been getting a lot of, which is like, in a world of like partying, gambling, and alcohol, me, and it's like a bunch of sheep and like one black sheep, but then the circles on one of the white sheep that's just like everybody else. And it's like one of those diagrams where it's like a bunch of people going one way and one dude going another direction. They circle one of the people going with all the other people. I really like that. That was a good meme format for a while.
Yeah, that is kind of how I am for standing at the national anthem. I'm just like, I'll go with the crowd on this one.
Yeah, sure, why not? You know, wisdom in crowds. Do you want to hear what Miss Manners has to say?
Sure. You were taught correctly. It is an anthem sung for the glory of the country, rather than to amuse the listeners or to congratulate oneself on having remembered the words, if not the tune. However, as is the case of people who wear flag-themed clothing, Miss Manners notes that many have come to believe that ignoring the rules of respect is somehow indicative of patriotism.
Oh, Miss Manners kind of lived up. She's anti-conservatives wearing the flag.
Like I said, it speaks to who we are as people. Like, of course, we're not the type of people who read the rule book. That's not America. We're not nerds who read a rule book about how you respect the flag. We're fucking patriots.
Why are you so patriotic, this country?
We're fucking patriots, and we staple the flag onto our t-shirt.
It's true. We make our bathing suit out of it.
We make our bathing suits out of our flag, and then for some reason we put the rebel flag of a country that tried to split away from us on top of it too, and we're like, yeah, we support both. We support this country and the country that tried to not be a part of this country. We're patriots, goddammit.
Yeah, that's true.
None of it is supposed to make sense. That's not who we are.
So we're pro clapping at the end of it.
Yeah.
Even though it's an anthem meant to show the glory of our country.
Miss Manners would probably say it's also not respectful to shoot your gun in the air at the end of the national anthem, but goddammit, that's not who we are.
That's the coolest time to do it. That's true. That's a good point. Yeah, I'm on your side on that one.
I'm thinking of more times where I imagine people clap, but it feels wrong. I have to imagine at a Blue Angel show when they fly overhead, people clap, and I just like the idea of, like, they can't see you.
You know, but that's for amusement. You're allowed to clap at that, according to Ms. Manners.
Yeah. I think anything where the performer can't get a sense of the fact that you're clapping for them feels like a ridiculous time to clap, but people do it anyway.
Yeah, yeah. It's like that mime is in a box. He can't hear you. It's soundproof.
People clapping at the end of 433.
He's like, that's part of it.
People clapping at the end of a SEAL show, and it's like, that's condescending. That was his big trick to end the show.
I assume you don't mean SEAL the singer, you mean a SEAL.
Yeah.
Okay. Baby. Paul, did you know that 48 of the 50 United States have one or more state songs?
I did not know that. Which, I didn't know a state song was a thing.
Yeah, according to Wikipedia, is a type of regional anthem which are selected by each state legislator as a symbol. I will say, a lot of these are not fun to make into a game, so we're not going to make it into a game, because a lot of them are called what the state's name is. But if you want to go through them, I have the list up here. Do you want to guess which country has never had a state song? Which state?
Ooh,
it Nevada. Does have a fun fact on it, too. No, but you're kind of close. A resolution to declare the song Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen was passed by the Assembly but failed to make it through the state Senate. So if you know where Bruce Springsteen's from.
Is he not a New Jersey guy?
He is. And the reason they didn't adopt it is because the song is about wanting to leave New Jersey. So they're like, no, we can't have that as our state anthem.
Okay, I thought that was a trick question. I was like, I think he's famously from New Jersey.
No. At no point during that question was I going, ooh, I got a trick for you. All right. So Alabama
state song.
Nevada
was close, and it's not close at all to New Jersey. Is it
Oh, no, because N-E. Yeah, oh. N-E. Alabama state song is called Alabama.
Wait, can I guess West Virginia's?
Yeah, I can go all the way to the bottom, sure. Country road.
Yeah. We'll get there when we get there.
Let's see. Alaska's is Alaska's flag. So again, that's why you can't really make a quiz out of this thing. Arizona has two, a state song and a state anthem. Arizona and Arizona March song. One adopted in 1980. Kind of late, 1981. It goes lyrics. Alabama knows how to party. Alabama. Now it goes, Alabama, Alabama, we will I be true to thee. From thy southern shores where groweth by the sea thine orange tree, to thy north vale where flowereth deep and blue the Tennessee. Alabama, Alabama, we will I be true to thee.
Okay, Tennessee River. Okay, because I was like, that's kind of cucked to mention another state, but.
Yeah, that's so cucked, bro. Alabama, that's crazy. That was kind of pretty. I guess that one was from the 1930s, so it was when they kind of like had people wrote kind of flowery stuff like that. Arkansas's state anthem is Arkansas. Do you want to hear? Oh, they actually also have Arkansas, You Run Deep in Me.
Whoa, hey, yo, pause.
They have O Arkansas, and they have a state historic song, Arkansas Traveler.
I'll pull up the list too, so I can pull lyrics up on random ones. Save you some time.
Yeah, yeah. Some of the people who orchestrated those songs have blue links. Some of them do not. Some of them are not famous. California's is California, I Love You by Abraham Frankenstein. Let's look up some lyrics on that one.
Oh, they got Frankenstein? They got a man made out of electricity to write their state anthem?
Yeah. Lyrics. I love you, California. You're the greatest state of all. See, that's what we're talking about right out the gate. I love you in the winter, summer, spring, and in the fall. I love your fertile valleys, your dear mountains I adore. I love your grand old ocean, and I love her rugged shore. Chorus. When the snow-crowned golden sierras keep the watch o'er the valleys bloom, it is there I would be in our land by the sea, every breeze bearing rich perfume. Now I'm doing Piano Man by Billy Idol. It is here that we, it is here nature gives off her harvest. It is sweet home, sweet home, it is home sweet home to me. And I know when I die, I shall breathe my last sigh for my sunny California.
You know, I just realized that we're probably going to get this this episode taken down for playing the Lebanese and Guatemalan national anthems. Those are probably on Spotify.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Have we gotten it taken down from playing something off our phone before?
I thought it's only been
from us editing it as editing things in. Yeah, that's not great. Although I feel like we had a lot more than that when we were putting music in at the end of every song, so I'm surprised some of those have made it.
Yeah, I mean, that's only on Spotify.
Yeah, was there not a thing where, like...
You know we got one taken down for the No Words skit by Hobson?
Well, what are you going to do about that? Have we got another email where, like, if another one happens or whatever, our account gets lost, or do they just not care? They just keep
taking... No, I think they just take the episodes down. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Colorado's national anthem or national state anthem is Crazy, Where the Columbines Grow. And then Rocky Mountain High by John Denver, who I know. That was in 2007 they picked that one.
But it's a song from the 70s.
Yeah, yeah. Connecticut's state song is Yankee Doodle. They went with a classic.
A classic. Absolute. Classic.
From 1978 is when they decided to bring that Mickey Mouse ass track as their state anthem. But they also have a state cantata and a state polka, ballroom polka, and the nutmeg.
What?
And a second state song, Beautiful Connecticut Waltz. This is Connecticut. And Yankee Doodle has no credited artist or lyricist. By the way, if you're on the list, be prepared for Tennessee. Tennessee's insane. Delaware has Our Delaware.
I wonder what
is there to write about Delaware? Yeah. Delaware. Oh, the hills of dear Newcastle and the smiling vales between, when the corn is all in tassel and the meadow lands are green, where the cattle crop the clover and its breath is in the air while the sun is shining over our beloved Delaware. Oh, yeah, that's kind of nice. Okay, yeah, a lot of these also kind of have the same kind of structure to them. And I don't know if I'm getting the melody right at all or the rhythm right at all, but it kind of feels like that would be the right way to do these.
Oh, no, I think that was perfect. We're probably going to get it taken down on Spotify.
Yeah, probably. It's probably on Spotify. Florida's is Old Folks at Home.
That's incredible.
With revised lyrics from Stephen Forrester. Original lyrics, 1935, revised in 2008. What did they have to revise? Let's see. It's an American folk song. Lyric revisions. Written in the first person from the perspective and in the dialect of an African slave at a time when slavery was legal in 15 of the states of the U.S., the song's narrator states, longing for de old plantation, and it is de old, as in D-E-O-L-D, which has been criticized as romanticizing slavery. On the other hand, a longing for the old folks at home has sometimes been interpreted, for example, by W.E.B. Du Bois in The Souls of Black Folk, as longing for the people and traditions of Africa, where most of the human beings enslaved in the New World had been free before they were kidnapped and shipped to the Americas.
Hawaii's was the same state. It was previously the national anthem of the Hawaiian Kingdom, so it's in the Hawaiian language.
We let them keep that? That's crazy.
Hawaii's own, loyal to the king be, thine own ruling chief, thy legion lord, royal father, Kamehameha, we shall defend with the spear. Hawaii's own, honor give to thy chiefs, of kindred race are we, younger descent. Hawaii's own, people of this our land, duty calls fealty, guide in the right. That's the English translation.
I like how they
had
a little Goku moment in there.
Well,
Goku moment
in the original Hawaiian, I think it probably wasn't so reminiscent of Goku.
Yeah, I think that's where it comes from. We skipped Georgia On My Mind is Georgia's state anthem, which is a song that I had to sing for chorus one year. It's a pretty good song. Actually, yeah, that's one of the only songs that is just a good song in its own right and doesn't really sound like a state anthem in any way. Idaho is Here We Have Idaho.
Yeah, and I pulled up the lyrics, which is already the first line of it. I'm sorry, I have to disagree with Idaho. You've heard of the wonders our land does possess. And I'm sorry, Idaho. I hate to break your heart, but people don't talk about those Idaho wonders.
The Idaho potato? It also feels like a very underwhelming title. Here We Have Idaho is a pretty lukewarm title.
And the first line is, you already know about what we got going on.
Yeah, you already know who it is. Idaho.
Illinois is Illinois by Sufjan Stevens.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
No, it's Illinois.
By Archibald Johnston, which is about as goofy a name as Sufjan Stevens.
By the rivers gently flowing, Illinois, Illinois, o'er the prairies verdant growing, Illinois, Illinois, come an echo on the breeze, rustling through the leafy trees, its mellow tones are these, Illinois, Illinois, and its mellow tones are these, Illinois.
Nice. How many people do you think know their state song? Because I'm not going to lie, I don't know the state song of South Carolina.
No clue.
I feel like these have to have like really niche applications. Yeah,
and we were taught the state tree and the state drink and the state bird all the time. Nobody ever mentioned to me that we would have a state song.
Yeah,
I know Sailing for Success for LMES, but I don't know the state song.
I feel like I can't remember what podcast I was listening to where they were doing the state drink for every state. Oh, maybe it was Hive Mind, where like they were rating all of them, and like I think like 13 or 14 states have milk.
Not unique.
Oh, is that South Carolina's? I thought South Carolina's was like tea. I thought ours was sweet tea.
I don't remember milk. Apparently we weren't well educated on this.
Maybe. Milk was the type of thing where I just assumed it was like the dairy industry lobbying it seemed to me like it was something where the dairy industry was lobbying for that to be the state drink for a lot of places. Indiana's is On the Banks of the Wasbah, far away. Wabash? On the Banks of the Wabash, Far Away, by Paul Dresser.
Iowa has a song of Iowa by Byers, and the lyrics are, you ask what land I love the best, 'tis Iowa, oh Iowa, the fairest state in all the West, it's Iowa, oh Iowa.
Ooh. Okay. I'm glad that they have some pride in theirs. Crazy state to be riding for, but they do also have a companion state song, Make Me a World in Iowa. Kansas has Home on the Range, classic. They also have the Kansas March and Here's Kansas. Kentucky has My Old Kentucky Home and a bluegrass song, Blue Moon of Kentucky. Louisiana has three of them things, four of them things. You Are My Sunshine.
You Are My Sunshine. Okay. Was that about?
I like that.
Louisiana or?
Look it up. Look it up, Scotty. They got a state march, Louisiana, my home sweet home. Oh yeah, why wouldn't Sweet Home Alabama? Why didn't Alabama do that? The Gifts of the Earth is their state environmental song. Interesting. And their state cultural song is Southern Nights.
It was written, You Are My Sunshine was written by a person who went on to be the governor of Louisiana.
Oh, but it wasn't about Louisiana.
I don't know. It doesn't say, and I'm not going to look up the lyrics to look for Louisiana clues in it.
Louisiana clues. Love that chicken from Popeyes. That's in there. state song for Maine is State of Maine, Maine State of Mind. And their state ballad is Ballad of the 20th Maine, written by the ghost of Paul Revere. I don't think that's true.
The ghost of Paul Revere is an American folk trio from Portland, Maine. Now I believe it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. 2019. Okay. Maryland has none. Maryland had a state song until 2021. Maryland, My Maryland was removed due to pro-Confederate language, but no replacement was established. What do you think should be, who's from Baltimore? King Los? Do you think they should do a King Los track?
I mean, that's what Eli Lake wants.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A banger. Massachusetts. God, these guys are full of themselves. They have like 7 songs.
And one of them is also
All
a state
Hail
polka.
To Massachusetts. State folk song Massachusetts by Arlo Guthrie. The Road to Boston. That's
Where's polka from? Hmm? That's German. Is this like places where there was German immigrants?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe. That seems right for Massachusetts. The State Glee Club song. God, what fucking nerds. There's a reason they call them massholes, I'll tell you what. Michigan has a very modest state song, My Michigan.
Oh, man, that's what Minnesota's state flag looks like? Did they?
That's what I was going to say. That's a sick flag.
Oh, I was going to say the opposite. Did they ask the nerds on Reddit who like oddly simple
flags?
Oh,
really? I like it. It's better than Maryland's, I'll tell you that much.
It just looks like one of those things where it was made by the same people who make all the like app icons.
I kind of like it. I don't know, for that reason, maybe. Mississippi's is Mississippi and go Mississippi. And one Mississippi.
Mississippi's is when you put Mississippi in between numbers while you count.
That would be pretty good. That'd be pretty funny. Missouri is the Missouri Waltz. Waltz, not the vice presidential candidate. What do they got to say about Montana? Montana's is a self-named one. Tell me of that treasure state, story always new. Tell of its beauties grand and its heart so true. Mountains of sunset fire in the land I love the best. Let me grasp the hand of one from out the golden west. Oh, and they spell it out at one point. M-O-N-T-A-N-A. Montana, I love you. Each country has its flowers. Each one plays a part. Each bloom brings in a longing hope to some lonely heart. Okay, that one's a fun one. Nebraska, beautiful Nebraska. Nevada, home means Nevada. And then New Hampshire is the land of honorary mentions because they have one official, the old New Hampshire. And then they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 honorary ones. Oh, they have 2 official ones too. Live free or die. That's kind of hard. New Mexico, oh fair New Mexico. Oh, they have a Spanish one. That rocks. They have a Spanish state song, Así es Nuevo México.
You know, that's a state with a simple flag that's actually pretty nice.
Yeah, I do like seeing, when I was driving through there, the license plates are kind of cool. State cowboy song. Okay, no, I don't know, this wasn't set out to be a competition or something like that, but I think New Mexico's kind of running away with it right now. They have a Spanish song, a state English song, a bilingual song, and a cowboy song.
And the cowboy song is made by a guy called Sid Masters, which is a sick name.
Yeah, Sid the Kid. New York is I Love New York.
New York state of mind? Oh.
You would think.
In New York.
Ohio has a rock song. That's kind of cool. Hang On Sloppy.
Sloopy.
By West. Hey, what? Oh, Hang On Sloopy. Who's Sloopy?
Snoopy's cousin. Snoopy's problematic cousin.
Oh, yeah. They're like, hang on, man. We'll get you help. Oh, yeah. Now I remember this. Phil and I were talking about this on the phone earlier. So South Carolina's is Carolina and also South Carolina on my mind, as well as Richardson Walt.
I don't know either of these. I'm going to listen to them.
Oh, yeah. Run that track.
You know, Carolina has the same thing that a lot of the other states do, where they have 2 of them. And it is funny that the state legislature will pass a state song without repealing the old state song. And I think that's like, that's a little telling about our government. They're too afraid to offend anybody. So they can't actually repeal a song. They just have to add new songs.
I think that's the way to make everybody happy. Oh, Washington's unofficial state rock song is Louie Louie.
Unofficial?
Yeah.
So it's just not the state song.
No, that's not how it works. Paul, you're excited to hear about West Virginia? They have 4 official state songs, the last of which is Take Me Home, Country Roads.
Cowards. Get rid of the other ones.
Which was, didn't you say that was written about Maryland? Couldn't Maryland take it then? That's what they should do. And then Washington, D.C.'s march is our nation's capital, and their song is called Washington.
Oh, I thought it would be Hail to the Chief.
1951 and 1961. Apparently not.
Wait, where do you see D.C.? I just see Washington State.
Federal District, after the state songs. And now I'm looking at territory songs. American Samoa song is America Samoa, but is America spelled with a K? And like at that point, why not just do the triple K thing if you're going to do that?
Guam's a stand you Guamanians.
Guamanians.
I'm just learning what you call people from Guam, Guamanians.
I knew that because of a white guy who I was talking to who was talking about how he had Guamanian blood in him. White guys love talking about what kind of blood they have in them.
This is like learning that people from Cyprus are Cypriots.
Is that true, or are you going to make me be offensive to somebody?
Yeah, it's definitely true.
All right, Paul, you ready for a big fact, no cap?
Big fact. It feels like enough of these states have 5 or 6 state songs that...
Tennessee has 19.
It's probably just when anybody comes to their state legislature with a bill, they just all pass it because it's kind of a fun thing for them to do. So I feel like we could both get a new state song passed in our state if we pushed hard enough. Should that be our viral moment for the podcast, is we get a state song passed?
Yeah, I think ours should be California Love.
And we'd get it passed in South Carolina.
Carolina Love knows how to party in the city of Clemson. They keep it rocking till the early morning. All right, and my no cap is national anthems should be allowed to change. The British did it when they changed from a queen to a king. We should be allowed to update them and make them cooler.